This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Mail's in.
Our sacks about to overflow because we got a big old load. The Rise Guys Mail Sack.
That big old sack.
You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout. You won't believe what comes out. The Rise Guys Mail Sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear. And we might be.
Big ol' sack, tickle it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Her email address.
Yep, really is.
It's like if I said 1-800-774-0093 is our phone number.
Also, it's the text number.
Go online to our website, TheRiseGuys at TheRiseGuys.com. Mm-hmm. Pardon?
Got you covered.
Lord have mercy.
Don't say you couldn't get us.
Fat boy, you compile these. Is there any one particular? Be honest. Is there one that you're like, God, I hope he starts with that one? Like, honestly.
No, not really. That comes off off top, as kids say now.
Because I don't want to just, start any particular place.
Be honest with you, I kind of had a meltdown over here. Technically,
you really did. You really did. But
I'm a wee bit distracted.
You're prepared for that now. Fat boy's computer just hit a 401 on there.
Just locked down.
Looks like you're back in action.
Yeah, partially. I got so much other stuff I got to try to recover. But yeah, you can start wherever.
All right. I will start with this one here because I think it's interesting and funny. Good morning, TRG. Batman brought up germophobic janitors on the show, and I am one. It sucks for me, but benefits the place that I clean. I spend 6 hours a night cleaning, but I have to limit myself. If not, I will zone out and I'll get too excessive and not finish the real task at hand. For instance, the place I clean is 90% women and they are nasty. Food in the floor, balls of hair in the floor, and as Fat Boy would say, a toilet that looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. Oh. LOL.
Yeah.
The few men who work there barely have any trash and their bathroom basically clean, maybe a little urine in front of the toilet.
On the sides.
That's it, really. I wish I could find another job, but I enjoy working alone and not having a boss looking over my shoulder. Anyway, I really love the show. I listen every night while I clean. P1 Electric Avenue.
Mm. Got a rock down, too.
I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, that's cumbersome right there. That's tough. That's real tough.
I wouldn't want that job.
No. No. I mean, you do what you got to do, but, like, if I had my druthers, no, I would not.
Yeah. I've had to call housekeeping on some things before, and it's nasty.
I've always heard that. You know, the women's bathrooms, not the cleanest. But you got other stuff you got to do, you know?
I know.
I don't know why people don't know how to flush the toilet anymore.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that it might be just, like,
too busy?
The water pressure might be down. Like, I swear, I can't imagine a woman doing that and just getting up and walking away.
They do it all the time.
Yikes.
Not just number one, either.
Well, I mean. Oh. All right. Let me change the subject.
That's the trade-off, right? Just like he said, he doesn't have a boss watching over him. You know, he gets to work by himself.
Yeah.
But you got to clean up after people.
Ugh.
But, I mean, you know.
Someone's got to do it.
Somebody has to do it. That's right. This one's the subject of emails. You know, I need to start reading the subject line, too, because they're just as good. This subject is, who set the supper? Hey, y'all, the mystery supper thing has got me hooked, and I need answers. Matt, man, you can't let this go. Not knowing would kill me. Was there a note? The food seem romantic? Might sound weird, but some of the meals are a sign of romance. I'm convinced it was someone buttering Mattman up for a favor. Please keep us posted. I'm fully invested now. Oh my God, Amanda and Hickory. No.
She's fully invested.
Fully invested.
I mean, it was a steak, right?
It was. It was exactly what I ordered, the way I ordered it.
It's pretty damn romantic, if you ask me. I mean, a steak dinner.
I was so romantic. The first person I contacted was Big Brown.
Are you trying to?
When I had my surgery, that's what I ordered. And I was like, oh, he just remembered the order, saw it in his phone.
If I buy you a steak dinner, you either helped me move or I'm trying to hook up with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't help people move. I will go fund them toward movers.
Donate to the beer fund.
Like, right. Wouldn't you rather people that were moving said, Hey, look, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real as rain with you, as we say in the South. You can come spend 7 or 8 hours helping me. I will. First off, the whole promise of getting me drunk afterwards, I'm not going to be in a drinking mood.
No, no.
After moving?
And I can't drink while we move.
And we'll get pizza. Like, ooh, great.
So now you're going to put me on the toilet for 2 hours.
So wonderful. What if they just said, you can spend 7 or 8 hours helping me out as a friend, or you can give me $50.
Okay.
I would give you the $50. And no one contact me and pretend to be moving just to get 50 bucks out of me. I would really do that.
How much would Jeremy Clemens give you?
Oh, he'd probably buy you a moving truck.
He would. He'd at least give you 51 bucks.
He'd give you $51.
That's usually his standard.
So I don't know. Whoever did it, I've said my piece on it. Thank you. That was very kind. In my mind, it was just Outback themselves. Maybe they're fans.
I might.
We were thinking about you.
Heard you might like a steak. You want a pork steak?
You've ordered the same thing since 94. We knew what sent you.
You want a blooming onion?
They did. I did want a blooming onion.
We know you stole a fork. You're a fork stealer. Here's a steak anyway.
You know what? I got to do a shout out to Outback. When I first went out on my own, they not knowingly helped me with my silverware situation.
So, Paige, I used to bang her in high school.
Matthew, you got some nice black napkins. These are nice.
I never used them for wiping the mouth. Like, I always felt. I don't know how you wash them at these places, but I'm not one of those guys who all lays them across the lap either. So
no,
just kind of didn't use it.
I like your drink water a little.
He's the chef there.
I put it around my neck like I'm a stand-up comic on like BET, but I'm gonna just wipe my brow every few minutes. Like,
why is it so hot in here?
I shouldn't have got this bone in, man. Well.
At least when you go to the Crab Shack, you just have to wear the bibs.
The Crab Shack. Doesn't sound
God,
good.
God, man.
What is happening in that shack?
Crab Shack, baby. No, that was very nice, whoever did send that. And it was like all bagged up. And it was
very nice.
DoorDash gift, I didn't know it was a thing. Smart. Oh. I just think it should make you say who it is, though. Like, honestly, because then...
I was going to say get the ring on the front door, but you wouldn't know who it was. You would just know who it wasn't.
No, it was DoorDash to me.
Yeah, but like, I'm talking about like camera-wise.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But you wouldn't know who it was.
No. I just knew it was DoorDash because they rang the doorbell.
And they knew your address.
DoorDash people will run as soon as they hit the doorbell. They're like, I don't... Look, you didn't want... Let's pretend it's still COVID time. I'm just going to leave it on the porch, like the way everybody did Facebook Marketplace. I'll leave it on the porch. I trust you. Send me the money. I trust you.
They usually got drugs to go by, so they want to get the orders out as quick as possible.
I do not want to have to talk to anybody, so just leave it, and we've done our business.
Throw it against the door and take a picture.
Right.
I saw a guy throw a gallon of tea in his car, like, you know, he was pissed at it. Somebody ordered. I'm like, okay. Be surprised if they get that in a full gallon.
I'm going to do another one. Subject line, 3 red flag emojis, sour, that's a tough one to say. Whose phone is going off?
Paige's, probably.
God bless her.
Not mine.
Soury question equals red flag. Hey, TRG, if my girlfriend of 2 months, capitalized, asked me what I make, I'd be asking her what her end game is.
That's when you turn it off, it makes another noise.
That's not getting to know you talk. That's let me calculate your worth energy. Way too soon if you ask me. If I were a year in, maybe 2 months, no sir. Run, bro, or at least slow way down. That's from Big Dave in Spartanburg.
Slow way down.
Agreed. That was the guy whose girlfriend of 2 months asked him how much he makes. And he was like, what? That's strange. We ain't even talking about moving in together or anything.
Yeah, what does slow way down mean? You see each other once a week, or you just hook up occasionally?
That's the craziest thing, too. Like, when you think about somebody that's been... We've been dating for 6 months. How many dates have you... Like, you went out once a week for 6 months? You know what I'm saying?
Nobody does that, though, right?
No.
You kill it too soon, I think. Like, the... What is it? What makes the heart fonder? What is it? Absinthe.
Butter, I believe it was.
Absinthe. The liquor makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, it does. You're right. People see each other way too fast, too soon. like relax. You have to see each other every day.
Make them miss you.
Or just,
is that what you're saying?
Well, you're gonna wear it out faster.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like the relationship.
Yeah, like you're like, oh, I'm tired of this person in 3 months or 3 weeks, the rate that some people go.
Okay, this one right here, this is what I was hoping that, I'll ask you this off the air. This one, even the email says, I'm not sure if you can read this because it's not maybe politically correct. So I'll ask you off the air if you think this is. it's not making a stereotype, it's just a question.
You want to come back and do it?
Absolutely.
All right.
I don't want to do it. I'd like to ask your opinion on it first. Paige. Fat Boy would say yes, read it, but I want to see what you think. I may also text Looper. He may be able to help when it comes to this as well.
Oh.
He is wise.
Good Lord.
He's a wise Korean man.
See, there we go. That's what this has to deal with. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Okay. We'll get to that. And then we'll get to several others, including more about Paige the Prank Queen.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to that?
Oh, it's been a while.
Oh, it has been a while, hasn't it?
Oh,
it has.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, look at her. She's coy.
Oh, what are we talking about here? I don't know.
She's coy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys. This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is spliff smoking music here.
This is like hooking up music, right?
Not all that.
Like you don't know you're going to hook up, but you kind of look over and like, are we about to hook up? He's like, as long as my wife's not here, it's cool, I guess.
You would take something awesome and make it perverse. Okay, I'm going to read this email. Jesse James Dupree will be joining us on video and the radio, too, coming up a little after 9 o'clock. We're talking about their big show here within driving distance, coming to Hickory, North Carolina.
Hell yeah.
That's where I met Sting.
He's going to be on our YouTube channel.
The first time. Yes, we'll be doing that live on YouTube and then later this afternoon, you'll be able to see it on all
Sting
our
Sting boarding. Oh, I saw Flair and Sting over the weekend. A picture of the two. It was like ships passing in the night.
Wait, like with heat?
Well, no. Just looks like, you know, Flair's obviously aging. Sting was in the paint, so you couldn't really tell, but it just...
I saw a picture of Sting without the face paint. Somebody saw him at an airport. I'm like, God, I would never recognize him without...
Really?
Yeah. I, like, never would recognize him. It's...
Would you walk up to him, like, on a hunch, like, are you hey. Steve Sting Borden?
Like, hey, man, do you have a black baseball bat on you by chance? Okay.
Did you drop from the rafters?
During all that, I neglected to read this email to you to find out if you thought it was okay. We were going to talk about other stuff. So I'll just read it now. And I don't, to me, in my mind, there's no harm, no foul on this, but we'll find out. Dear Saviors of Radio, I think this would be a fabulous idea for a Matt Man's conspiracy mystery, but not sure it would be politically correct. Anyway, I work with this guy who's Korean. We were talking one day, and he says he doesn't wear deodorant because Koreans don't have the gene that causes armpit odor. I looked it up, but like everything else on the internet, people disagree. Didn't know if you could ask P1 Lopper.
Lopper. Okay.
I hope you would read this because I'd like to play it for my coworker. I have been trying to get him to listen to TRG. And when I read the end of this, I was like, what the hell? And then it makes sense because it's something I brought up a couple weeks ago. He signed it Kits, which Kits. You remember from that. People were signing that in my yearbook at the time, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Keep in touch this summer.
Yeah.
Kits. Nice.
And that's from P1 Dean Travelers.
Hey, girls just want to have fun.
Coincidentally, Looper, Lopper, whatever you want to go by. If you are listening, call in on that. I do not know. I did Google it, to be quite honest with you. And this says most East Asians and almost all Koreans don't have the gene called ABCC11 responsible for armpit odor.
I think I got double. I think I made up for what they don't have.
Really?
Yep.
I clearly have none in me.
I don't wear deodorant anymore, so I don't have a rash. So it fixed the rash. But you know, the trade-off is, yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's like onions.
You just got to use the aluminum-free one, right?
It's like an onion. I ordered some of that. I don't know if it's going to affect the smell or not. But am I still going to get a rash? Like, what gave me the rash?
Probably the underhanging skin.
Nah, like, it's not really, like, it's not that. Like, there's fat there. It's not really a pit. It's just like a fat spot.
Right.
But I don't know what the smell is. It's like onions. Like, you would get hungry if I picked my arms up.
No, I wouldn't either. I hate onions. You might maybe want potato chips. Yeah. Is that Lopper?
No.
It's not?
Hang on.
I think it's Lopper. This is his new name.
I forgot to text him. Hello? Wobble
House. That's going to be like Big Brown when he accidentally...
You want eggs, two grits?
Spelled his name wrong that time.
Is it him?
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
P1 Lopper. That's your new nickname, by the way. Tell Cindy we said hello.
Hey, Cindy. How you doing, Cindy?
Cindy Lopper. So, are you familiar with this? For those that don't know your background, that's where you were born.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because they do have... That was one of the biggest things that Koreans were infatuated with me when I went there is because I had hair, like on my arms. Arms.
Other places, too. Marms.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but it is true that Koreans do have less body hair, which in turn would lead to the pheromones and less body odor. So there is some truth to it, but I did not get any of that because, well, I'm not Korean.
Well, I just meant you know the history of and such. You're my go-to when it comes to that.
Doesn't he have dual citizenship? Can't you go back, like, and be a resident?
I don't think that they would. Well, they might let me back if I talk to the Ministry of Education.
You'd have to. Okay. I can't speak Korean, so I don't know what you'd say to him. But I'm sure
I'm not going
to
try.
Myself.
I can't try.
I just would be talking karate only. That's it.
I can say acai, that's about it.
When was the last time you were there?
Oh, my God, 90, 1.
Really? I thought you'd been back since.
No, I've tried, but it's not feasible. But if I did, that would be a great example. I could do a beta test and find out, you know, who stinks and who doesn't.
Thank you for that. We need that. Stinky or not.
God, that's something that, like, I never knew that at all. That's incredible. Now, I'm looking it up on Google, and, like, just like anything else, they're saying, oh, it's not everybody, but it does say that people that lack that gene, the ABCC11, produce less earwax and have less underarm odor.
Yeah,
so maybe like more than just the armpit stink, is what I'm saying.
Dude, is that the gene, or is that the blood code for Mortal Kombat on Sega? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. If it was up, down, down, left, left, right, right, BBAA, select start, I would know. Oh, listen to the pretty birds.
Oh, that's pretty.
Are they mating?
Oh, actually, you know, Francisco, the cardinal?
Yeah.
That was visiting has babies in a nest on our front porch.
I've never seen cardinal babies.
No way.
Neither have I. And every time I try and get close to it, Mama Cardinal lets me know.
Yeah, she won't let you near there.
Do you know they got birdhouses? You know, the other half goes against the window, so you can see through it and you can see everything that's going on.
That seems invasive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Hey, yeah. do you know how I can attract hummingbirds? Because I've had a feeder for 2 weeks.
You need to put the right kind of food, like the sugary water.
Yeah, it's full. They will not find it. And this
they hadn't migrated yet.
I thought they had. Like, it was the season already.
Well, they are, but you know, maybe your water's not sweet enough.
Do any cats or predators?
You mean to come spit in it? Type 2.
What Nate said, do I have any cats? Like, it's up here. It's not laying on the ground.
Well, it might be a deterrent.
Hummingbird's not going to be like, I ain't going to fly to that.
They're smarter than you think. Get the cats out of here.
The squirrel's not going to jump on it.
They see predators, they're gone.
Bye. God, that sounds good. That could be you doing that for all I know, but it still sounds good.
It's probably like a sound effect on his phone like Big Brown does.
He's got bird sound effects.
Yeah.
Korean bird.
That's probably the female cardinal.
Oh, yes.
The females are the
Ask
red
her
ones.
Ask if she knows who's going to be Pope,
right,
by chance.
Those are not the red ones.
I thought the females were the red ones.
But is that you talking about Russians, right? I don't know.
Is there a Russian
Pope? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so.
At all?
Are there birds in Korea? We have so many questions.
There are lots of birds. Swans.
What about pandas? Do they exist?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's interesting because I never saw a panda when I was there. Ooh. But I did see a freaking monkey.
All right.
Probably walking around
the
street.
Did you pet the monkey?
No. I got bit by the monkey trying to pet it.
I remember this, yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Watson was his name.
Oh, you're thinking of that awful show on HBO.
Was it a chimpanzee or a macaque?
Thankfully, it was not a macaque. It was a Reese's monkey.
Those are cute.
Yeah,
like the cup. You don't want to get bit by macaque, but a Reese's monkey sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you want to avoid the macaque bite.
I don't know
if
I want to see your macaque.
Yeah. Well, good.
Probably brought one back with him.
See,
is that the bird?
That's the bird.
Bird's got emphysema.
Is that the bird? That bird has COPD. I hear it. Poor cardinal.
Get that bird a damn breathing treatment now.
Who is that? Lou Brock laughing in the background? What's going on?
I'll go get the albuterol real quick.
The bird's got bronchitis.
He's got asthma. Asthmatic bird.
Luper, thank you for the contribution. That was solid. We appreciate that, sir.
Nah. Starting hail, okay?
All right, man.
Thank you, Tim.
See you, brother. Tim Lauper, everybody. He's now known.
He's got the birds on cue. Whenever he's on the show, they know to start doing their
I've
bird
I've been
noises.
To his house. I mean, that's where it's nestled. There is a lot of trees.
Glorious.
And it does sound pretty. Like, if I drink coffee, I don't. But I would maybe have a Red Bull on his back porch in the morning. It'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Let's sit back there and...
Get you pepped up.
Smells like a polecat out here. What is going on?
Watch right. Birds hook up.
Right.
You'll take a break. A little break.
Yeah. If we need to, we can.
Probably should.
We got to get to the thing about Paige being the pee queen. Prank.
Oh.
Prank queen.
Pee queen.
Oh, you had it right the first time.
Do you have a cold, Matt? No, I'm sitting here and I'm holding my nose closed. That's what I'm doing. Can't you tell?
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Dang it. Really is fun. Let's get to some more emails, shall we? Paige the Prank Queen, subject line.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys, I got to know. This was, we have to remember, not everyone listens live every day. A lot of people travel and get your real IDs, I hope. And you're listening to the podcast, sometimes having a big podcast dump where you listen to, like, not in the bathroom, but like you listen to like six shows in a row perhaps or whatever.
Yeah, they'll save them.
This is referencing the little prank war
Truckers.
That Paige and I had going back and forth. Paige the Prank Queen. Hey, guys, I got to know. How long was Paige planning that prank on Mattman? Because no offense, Paige, but I feel like Fatboy was in your ear to help get Mattman back. The whole setup was hilarious, and Matt's reaction was priceless. Matt, are you still plotting revenge? Because you did start this, or are y'all even now? Because I hope you're not. Donnie, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Donnie.
Donnie. Starting stuff, Donnie.
Want to be starting something.
What are you doing?
I feel as though you don't do it immediately. With the fire back.
No.
You want to catch them by... I plan this like the Lord is planning the rapture, you know?
And I mean, pranking you with the drink. I mean, they got us on MTV.
What was in that drink?
Was it vinegar? It was something stinky.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but you took a big swig of it.
Mm. Yeah, and it that hurt a lot. That gave me... You ever, like... You probably know this from days of hardcore drinking, but you ever like liquid come out of your nose, like whether it's laughing or
and I would drink that too.
No, that's painful. Vomit. When it goes up your nose,
and it causes me to have a cold. Like it causes some kind of.
That's weird.
I know.
I'd snowball with my own liquor, but I never had a cold from it.
When I was a traffic control officer in elementary school,
we need more of them. We're short.
Thank you for
your service. I worked my ass off selling candy bars to go to on the Disney trip, and then Hey Baby and Diddy would not let me go because they didn't trust the chaperone, even though it was my mom's cousin.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. It was one of those things, but what was the point of that? The mentioning that I was a patrol officer. I don't remember. Oh,
safety
so
first.
After the end of the year awards thing, assistant principal gave us chocolate cupcakes. And somebody said something, and I started laughing so hard that chocolate icing came out of my nose.
Oh, fine.
And I was stopped up some kind of whatever for like, I'm not kidding, like a month.
That's a lot of
my nose would run heavy chocolate.
Liquid.
So somebody cussed or made fun of somebody. That's what made the chocolate come out of the
Probably.
Nose.
Probably. Yeah. Someone squeaked out a poot or something. That's a fountain. I look like the melting pot coming out of my nose.
Hottest girl in the school ripped one in front of everybody.
Probably was. It was probably you, Leanne Cooper.
That's the assistant principal's job, right? You give out the awards.
Yeah.
Like, they got to let you do something.
That's what I hate about women and maiden names and stuff. Like, you think of, like I just said that name. I won't mention it again, but I think, I should go look her up. But, when they get married, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't find them anymore.
Unless they put it in the print. If it's a cool maiden name, they'll hyphenate it. Like,
or if
they
it's like a,
it.
Like, yes. If it's like a one of those names, you know, like.
They'll put it in the parentheses.
Like, you know, Vanderbilt or Halliburton.
Now, you know if that person cheated if they got, the joint Facebook account.
Always.
Yeah.
I know. Like, when people were doing their condolences to me, I would, I'd read the name. I'm like, thank you, Tony and Heather, for these kind words. Tony's like, man, I didn't say this. Heather did.
Yeah, no, like, which one am I talking to?
So the prank is, it's in the works, in fact. I'll go ahead and tell you what it is. I put your car keys in my mother's casket, so you got to go find
Jesus,
it.
Oh wow.
That's so dark.
That's how I deal with things.
She had the germination of the idea. I definitely was in her ear to tell her to get it going.
It was good, it was good. It was fun. That's what I even said. I said, even though I was the butt of the joke. I enjoyed that. It was good radio.
Because how it started, I felt like Paige got a little hot with some unnecessary steps.
Well, that was me not fully thinking that out. Sending Paige outside to get something and
Because she went around the building, right?
I did. I ran around fast. And then I realized this was stupid.
Yeah, it was. I said that, too. I said, you know what? That was dumb. I am sorry.
She said, I don't have time. I messed it up, too, because I dialed it too early. Because I was going to put you on. Then you immediately came back in here when she was already out.
Oh, yeah. All right. We have time for another.
But she shouldn't have been looking over here. So.
You mean do another one?
I mean, you can.
Oh, so I shouldn't then.
No, you can. You can literally got like 7 or 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I was just trying to rob it up between you two.
You're going to catch some of it too because you just admitted you helped.
Well, I helped both of you. I'm all time quarterback.
You're
when it comes
the
to
antagonist
pranks.
All the time.
You can't double team me now.
He's
not
always
one.
Dude. Since day one, Fat Boy's always. I contribute it to his love of the TV show Big Brother. I think that's taught him more about life than any other TV show.
It really has. It really
What's does. Happening being a close second.
What's happening is again. Not sure about Big Brother.
That's how he learned how to break dance.
In the bicycle episode of Good Times.
Different strokes.
Different strokes. The nice Gooch strokes. Got him in the bike shop.
It was an old man. And that screwed up that old man's career in acting because he was typecast as the guy who raped Gary. Oh. True story.
Was that the Gooch's daddy, the guy?
No, it was the bicycle shop repair man. And yeah, it was like, weird. I remember watching that show saying, I don't get this. And then it was probably my aunt, my grandma. I probably looked at her like, what is that? She's like, let's see what's on WGN now. That was TBS.
They weren't going to explain it.
Uh-uh.
What if the bike man's like, Arnold, I'm the Gooch's grandpa. Guess what, buddy?
Guess why they call him the Gooch?
Some name.
We shouldn't write TV shows. That would have turned dark.
That was the way those times were. Now, like, would they try to do these? Like the woke stuff, you know, that.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff that gets labeled all woke stuff or whatever. They were doing that all through my childhood, like all through the 80s. Like every show at the end almost would come on and say, hi, I'm Fred. I'm trying to think of the guy's real name. Hi, I'm Corbin Bain. That was his name. Conrad Bain.
Conrad,
that
yeah.
That was the dad. Philip Drummond.
He would have went and shot that bike shop up, right?
Or hired a hitman. He was a millionaire.
Yeah, he wouldn't have got his hands dirty.
No, he wouldn't have just said, okay, fine, let the authorities handle this. No. Willis should have went down there and beat his ass.
Willis?
Mrs. No. G?
Willis was jealous.
Mrs. G should have brought the bitches from Facts Alive to go whoop his ass, too. They were all in there. Archie Bunker should have came down there with a
yeah, what are you doing down here? Are you touching kids at the bike shop, eh?
Meathead. Throw in a couple elbows. All of them. You youngsters don't know what the hell I'm talking about right now. You kiss my ass about that, too. Y'all, too.
I mean, it's before my time, and I still know it.
Oh, you can kiss it, too.
That was the tension between Willis and Arnold. Arnold was jealous.
Yeah, but
Willis was jealous.
Do you remember the tail end of... Like, are you familiar with Different Strokes, Paige? I know you know the show, but, like, down... Do you remember at the end when Philip Drummond married Delta Carter? Right? Delta Carter? Yeah. Is that her name? Delta Carter?
Nell Carter?
No.
Sergeant Carter.
Delta. Freaking...
Burke?
Mark Twain's wife.
Oh.
Mark Twain's wife?
Dixie Carter. Damn it. Oh.
Mark Twain? Wait.
He played Mark Twain.
You talking about Hal Holbrook?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I called him by his character
Great
name.
Great actor.
So, but she had a redheaded son. And then he became like, because Willis got old, and then Arnold was like a teenager. And it's like when they brought on the new.
Like, this ain't going to work.
The new blood, you know, like, we need a younger character now. And it was just like, all right, this is too much.
They don't explain it to you. Like, how have they never said if, you know, Meshach Taylor was gay or not in Designing Women?
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, we guessed, but, I mean, come on. Now they would have put it out there.
But then when...
Anthony.
But then did you think this thing, the same thing about when Don Cheadle was on Golden Palace?
That was a great show.
That was a good show,
man. That was a good spinoff, man. I think Lucy Liu was on it, too. Somebody else famous.
That was a
I mean, it's
show.
Not really believable they bought a hotel. But
no.
I mean, it was a good
but
show.
But was it believable they could afford to eat a cheesecake every night? I mean, throwing that in there.
Not after all these tariffs or wherever they make cheesecakes.
Oh, Lord. Haywood Road. The factory. The factory is on Haywood Road.
You shouldn't have local tariffs.
Yeah. I think we're out of time now. No, we'll do one more here.
Maybe one more.
I will say this. In fact, we can validate. There's a lot of these, and I'm just grabbing one out of the thing here. And there's a lot of these. Matt, I'm so sorry to hear about your mother's passing. I feel like we all knew her so very much. What a blessing. Listen to this part. This is why Fat Boy sent this one. What a blessing for Fat Boy recording all those calls with your mother. It's his job. It's his job. Let's not give him too much credit. He has to.
It's true.
I was in tears this morning of sorrow and gladness listening to her and your tribute to her. My dad has recently been diagnosed with terminal brain cancer.
Ooh.
He's always told the best stories. I find myself putting my phone on record when he's around just to have them. Many prayers and LOL.
Oh.
P1 Frenchy Mama.
Hey, nobody French Mama. Hood rat French Mama.
Penny, thank you. That was very, very sweet. I hope a lot of people did that the other day. Like, you go over there and see your parents and just, you know, with their permission, record them. Just asking them stuff about their childhood and stuff. Like, you know, we take that, oh, I'll do it next time I'm over there. Ah, do it. It's, yeah. If you're going to sit there and take a picture of a squirrel that's, is he eating nuts or rubbing his? You're going to sit there and video for like 15 minutes. Go interview. Go talk to your mama or your daddy and video them and just have it forever. I'm telling you, you cannot replace it. You can't. And luckily, again, I have all these recordings where I can live on forever.
You can go back and listen to them.
Or... want
to
hear my mom talk about Vivica J. Fox?
Of course.
We have that in the archives.
Dang it. Or Mary Jo Blige.
Mary Jo Blige not enjoying her performance with 50 Cent at the Super Bowl, you know?
Snip Dogg.
All right. We have some tech to jump into because I'm not even going to say fingers crossed. I know this will work.
I can't cross them, so.
Well, you've got arthritis. When we return, we'll be live video streaming on YouTube at The Rise Guys. Go ahead and like it and subscribe and all that stuff. When we return, we will be talking to the lead singer of many bands.
A lot of projects.
The first question is, how many minutes a day do you sleep? Will be the first question. When we return live with Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.